Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the PFS Global Support Podcast. Our mission is to provide support, guidance, and coping strategies for thousands upon thousands of men the world over afflicted with post-finasteride syndrome. While medical researchers are learning more about this devastating condition in an effort to cure it, we're here to listen to your experiences, share them across borders, and learn firsthand how finasteride can negatively impact not only those who've taken the prescription medication, but their loved ones as well. Together, we can tackle this growing epidemic and put an end to it for future generations.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Nader Jawad. Sorry we haven't had an episode in a couple months, but we got one going right now. It is early Tuesday morning in the state of Michigan, and we are just entering summer. And we got a special guest with us today. His name is Jason. He's from California, and he's going to tell us about his battle with post-finasteride syndrome and how it's affected him and how he's doing with it. How you doing, Jason? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. And yes, you are allowed to curse, by the way.
Thank you.
That won't be a problem. So basically, I just want to get your story on you know, you using Propecia for you know, hair loss, obviously, and how it affected mm-hmm. you and how you've been doing with it since, how it affected your you know, your career, your relationships, you know, your work, et cetera, and how you're doing right now after being off for the months that you've been off. It's been how long now?
Oh, man. I want to say 8 months.
8 months. Okay.
8, 9 months.
How
you
been? Yeah.
Sorry.
How are you managing right now?
I'm actually pretty good. You know,
yeah.
Not 100%, but way better than I was. I'm just taking strides to be as healthy as possible. And it's definitely an upward trajectory, I'd say, to, you know, being 100%. It's going to take a while, but I'm in it for the long haul.
Of course. That's good. You took a finasteride for Propecia for 8 years.
Yeah.
Which is a long time. You know, I took it for 3 months and it crippled me pretty bad. But, you know, you took it for 8 years. Obviously, the time you take it has nothing really to do with how bad you, you know, everybody's different, I guess. It's just a reaction we all have. Now, during that 8 years, did you experience side effects during that time you were on, or was it just after you got off?
I would say for the first six, nothing. I was perfectly fine. No problems whatsoever.
Yeah.
I was A-okay, totally normal. Around year six, I started to get sick all the time. Like, I was sick, I think, that year, like, 4 or 5 times, which is very rare for me. I'm usually sick maybe once a year. And so I thought it was work-related stress. That's how I kind of wrote it off. But I realized, you know, much later that it was kind of the drug affecting me. And eventually, I think year seven, I started to have some libido loss. And I thought, oh, you know, I've been in a relationship for a while. You know, it's, you know, eventually.
You thought it was
kind
normal,
of,
yeah, normal part. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You thought it was
getting
normal
older,
part of being in a relationship,
like, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that old, but, like, you know. Yeah, I was, you know, getting slightly older, and I was in a relationship for many, many years, and I'm like, all right, yeah, so I'm not going to, you know, want to have sex 3 times a day, 4 times a day. That's if anything, it's a blessing. But, you know, eventually I realized, oh, shit, this isn't normal at all. And actually, you know, this drug's really fucking me up. And it was my mom, actually, who looked it up and said, oh, this might be happening to you. And I was like, no, that's ridiculous. And then I did some research, and I was like, oh, shit, you're right. And then I found out about, you know, PFS, and I really, really, really wanted
yeah.
to avoid it. So I decided it was a really good idea. Instead of all the doctors were like, yeah, you could just quit taking, you know, cold turkey. And I was like, no, that's bullshit. So I tried to wean off it over about off Finn for about 6 weeks. And you know, I think like a lot of people, I immediately started feeling better. Things started coming back online. You know, I also realized I had no idea just how like I was so anxious all the time. Like at that point, by the time I was quitting, like even before I was quitting, I would like wake up at like 5 a.m. in the middle of the night. It was just a panic attack. It was awful. I felt like I was dying. And you know, my girlfriend, God bless her soul, really was there for me, but it could not have been easy for her. And you know, I you know, things were really stressful regardless, and I was reacting to it way worse than I otherwise would have. So like I would wake up 5 a.m. I have trouble getting to sleep, just complete panic attacks, and then the minute I stopped, suddenly, you know, I was sleeping again. I felt great, I was confident, I was laughing, and that lasted about, oh, I want to say 2 to 4 weeks, I can't remember exactly. And then, you know, like everyone else, I crashed, and it got so much worse.
That's the exact same thing that happened. But you actually were smart. You weaned off as opposed to just throwing yourself right off, you know, cold turkey.
Yeah.
Which I think might have helped to some extent. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I experienced a recovery period of about, realistically, I can remember it like it was just yesterday, because it was like this cloud got lifted off of me and I felt good again. Mm-hmm. It lasted for about a good 5-6 days, or my sleep got really deep again. I felt like I was really, really in a good mood, and I was just, everything was functioning like almost normal again. And then it was downhill from there. But yeah, that's, you know, it's tough. And I wanted to ask you how, as far as work and everything went, how did this impact your ability to work and your career and so forth? As an ad
writer. Well, you know, obviously I have to use my imagination and my emotions a lot when I'm doing anything creative. So, like, when I crashed, like, got really, I was like, I really rock bottom with the process. I kind of lost my emotions. The only way I can describe it. It felt like, you know, I was working on autopilot. Like, I wasn't really reacting to anything. Like, you know, I saw, you know, I was watching the election and everyone else around me was freaking out. And I was like, okay, this is a thing. It's happening.
Yeah. You were just there, but you weren't really there. You were just kind of there in body, but not really in spirit.
Yeah. You know, obviously I wanted to. I was scared on an intellectual level. And it got really bad to the point where, like, you know, it was very difficult for me to speak to people. It was a very strange thing, because when I went to, like, say, like, parties or something like that, when I went out in public, I was actually much better. I was decent, but the minute I came home, anxiety took over. I could barely form a sentence. I couldn't concentrate on anything. You know, like I was fidgeting, and you know, it got to the point where, you know, I thought, you know, oh my god, I read all this stuff online, you know, about all those websites, people being like, oh yeah, I've been like this for the last 15 years, and I honestly, I'm sure like a lot of guys thought, you know, fuck, this is it, this is the rest of my life, I really screwed up. And yeah, I'll admit, I definitely thought I got suicidal for a second there. I thought about, you know, throwing myself in front of a train or something like that. But, you know, I'm really thankful that I didn't, because I'm much, much, much better than I was just even a couple months ago. So.
Good, good. How's your girlfriend been helping you through everything? Has she been very, I mean, obviously it seems like she's been supportive.
Yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't ask for someone more understanding and patient. And she was there throughout the whole process. I mean, she knew me before I got bad. And, you know, she didn't know what was going on, you know, and that, like, how I was feeling, you know, before I realized, you know, what the drug was doing to me really caused some problems in our relationship. But then I did, you know, I thought she was very understanding, and we've really been working together to try to, you know, fight this, and she's been, like, helping me with, like, you know, planning out body cleanses and, you know, like, kind of strategy to make me healthier. And, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have her. And, you know, it's really helped a lot, and she's been totally understanding, but, you know, like, obviously the effect on, like, my sex life and everything, but that's slowly...
Yeah, it all takes time to kind of fall back into place, You know, it's definitely, like you said, you're in it for the long run, you know. You know, it's been almost a year. Me, it's been almost 2 years. So it's definitely something where it's like a year-by-year process. You know. Now, is there anything you want to recommend to anybody who's just maybe dealing with the crash right now with PFS, Jason? Like something that you'd recommend that they do? Maybe things that have helped you the most?
Oh yeah, totally. Well, first of all, no drugs and alcohol, no matter what. I don't care like what situation you're in. If people give you shit for not drinking, don't do it. It'll just set you back. Okay. Like I've talked to guys who have smoked weed, and it's really kind of set them back. I tried it because I didn't know what was going on, and I thought I was just depressed. Like I thought that was it. I was horribly depressed, but no, that wasn't it at all. I tried to hit a weed. Oh man, that didn't end well for me. Eat healthy. There's a great, all of the forums suck, but there is one on Swole Source that I've been really using. The people there are really great. They're all committed to recovering, a lot of positivity. And you always got to remain positive. That's a big thing. But, I've been following the programs that they've been doing on that forum, and, there's no complaining, only results. And I got to tell you, it's really helped me a lot. And when I first really started crashing, everybody recommended that I was on antidepressants. So I did, and I realized after a while those were just kind of holding me back. So I'm happy to say I've been weaning off them, and in about 2-3 weeks I'll be off them completely. And I'm gonna do a big juice cleanse, and I'm just gonna start this rotation of testosterone boosting herbs that I was doing earlier that really really helped me. But now once I get kick all the pharmaceuticals completely and really cleanse myself out, I think my recovery is just going to hit the next level. So, I'm super optimistic. Things have been, I've been doing a lot of stuff outlined on that website. Morning Wood is back. I can think again. I've been creative again. I'm not really behind on work. I'm starting to get my life back.
Yeah.
And it's my relationship was really, been much strengthened. Sorry, what?
So you feel like the mind-body connection is kind of coming back, to normal, like it should?
Yeah. I mean, I'll simply say, not to get too graphic. I can totally get hard again, and Morning Wood is back for the most part.
Yeah.
I can have sex. I can do it.
Yeah.
Now, with libido, that's still a bit of a problem. I can't get myself an erection on command like I used to, but it's working up to that. And I couldn't get hard to save my life just a couple of months ago. So you can't let that despair take you over, because if you really stay the course, you can recover. And I've heard from guys who've recovered. I believe them. It's the guys that don't believe that they can. It's the guys that, really buy into the story that they're fucked and that nothing's going to help them. Those are the guys who kind of, feed that self-destructive loop into despair.
Of course, the mind plays
really
the
ones that, you got to keep going. You can't surrender to this thing. That's the biggest thing I learned, is to just, go on, live life, because there's a lot of things. There's more to life than just, the stuff that you've been hit with. If you keep on going, eventually those connections will return, maybe slowly, but
eventually. Definitely, especially with new technology these days, a lot of studies they're doing on it now, a lot of things they're coming up with that can actually help us down the road.
Totally. Yeah, I think, all that stuff is great. I just don't want to – I think it's a mistake to just kind of wait and be like, well, we're going to rely on, whatever study or whatever, new wonder drug is going to come out. Because I feel like that's kind of the mentality that led me to taking propecia in the first place. Well, I don't want to lose my hair and
take
this pill. I know, it's all up to you, man. I've started losing my hair like a motherfucker the last couple months, which I suppose is a good sign. I bought a wall clipper for when the time's come to shave my head. Luckily, I have a girlfriend who doesn't give a shit. which is, like, I'm the luckiest fucking guy in the world, I swear. It's just something I've learned is that kind of holistic, you know, healing is something that you really need to try. You know, like, meditation, breathing exercises really helped me. Cold showers in the morning. Like, don't be afraid. Don't just, like, just do it. Do every little thing that you can because it all adds up. And, you know, knowing that you're heading in that positive trajectory by doing the stuff, by taking the, you know, by coming with a comprehensive program, the one that I found, again, on the Soul Source forums, like, dude, it's had such a psychological impact because you know you're doing something about the problem. When you think there's nothing you can do when you have to wait for someone, I think that really hurts you. But, like, I've been doing seeing results, and, like, you always got to be proactive. That's the thing I think that really, really is key to this situation.
Yeah, you got to definitely do something to get yourself through it and to put your body in a better position to function better and run, run more normally. Definitely, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah,
I've taken different steps myself. Yeah, you know,
like weightlifting. I know you're really into that. That's helped immensely. I do. I found this program on bodybuilding.com called Shortcut to Shred, and I've been doing that for years, even before I was, you know, got fucked up. But, like, doing that, like, especially the heavy lifting stuff, man, it's been a real boon. So that's just another thing you can do, because, like, it takes a little while to get out of that initial, you know, Google Woods, so to speak. But once you realize, you know, you feel those little, like, tingles of, you know, personality and emotion coming back. Like, you know, you can beat it. You just got to keep going forward.
Of course, yeah. No, it's helped me. It's definitely helped me with the feel good aspect and with the, you know, with maintaining some muscle mass and you know, getting my body back in better shape. I feel it's very important, and dieting and all that as well.
Yeah, it's very important. I'm from the East Coast, so, like, I spent a lot of time on the East Coast, and I love pizza as much as the next guy, but, you know, I've made that sacrifice to really kind of, you know, give up those things in order to, you know, eventually be better in the long run. And it sucks, but, like, you know, it's all about commitment.
Yeah, and eventually one day, hopefully, you'll be able to enjoy those things again, you know, when your body's in a more normal state. You know, it's not like it's for life, you know. It's for a period of time. You know, you got to think about like that.
You got to get yourself to a good place where you can handle it. And in all honesty, like, I've gotten to a place where, like, you know, I really like, you know, my diet and what I've been doing, and my girlfriend's been doing it with me. We call each other accountability buddies, you know, from South Park. And we hold each other to stuff, and we experiment with new recipes, and, you know, like, eventually, you know, once in a while, I'll sneak that little bite of pizza. But, you know, knowing that you're really sticking to it and getting better, that's kind of a reward in itself.
Of course.
In my opinion. Yeah, definitely beating yourself
of course.
A donut.
Yeah, definitely. To give yourself that second chance at life, you know, having a normal life again. That's what we're all fighting for, you know. If there's anything you can say to anybody who is considering taking Propecia for their hair, what would you say to them if you could sum it up?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I started taking it when I was 18 because, like, who the hell wants to start going bald in your teeth? It's fucking awful.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it. My opinion, I was like, you know, no one will want to date me if I don't have hair. You know, it's ridiculous. But I got to tell you, like, I have seen, you know, the most amazing, smart, funny, intelligent, beautiful women date, you know, bald guys. And, you know, there's plenty of great-looking bald guys out there. It's 2017. Like, you know, guys with shaved heads are totally, and The Rock is, like, the biggest movie star on the planet. Give me a break. It's all about insecurity. And you know what? If you're not insecure, if you go around, you're confident, no one's going to give a shit, like, what hair you have. Like, you know, keep yourself in shape. You know, be a good guy. It's no big deal.
You know, and eventually, like, you know, you're going to get to a point, especially when you're in your, like, your mid to late 20s, where, you know, we're all in the same playing field. No one cares. It's just really about, you know, who you are and who you have in yourself to be, rather than, you know, like, you know, what hairstyle you have.
Of course, of course. In the greater scheme of things, hair on your head is not as important as the rest of your bodily functions as a human being.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to hit home here.
Yeah, totally. I you know, like, here's the thing. I didn't know when I took the drug about, you know, like, that there are these side effects that could happen. Like, no one told me. And I checked with my doctor. I looked online. And, you know, it was 8 years ago, so PFS wasn't really in anyone's eye.
No.
So, like, you know, if I had known, I would have been like, well, fuck that. You know, that's not even remotely worth it. It's not worth rolling those dice. And it isn't. It really, really, really isn't. You know, you want to have a happy, healthy life then, and you can have all that without, you know, without hair. Like, you know.
You can.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. No, I agree. I agree, Jason. But, yeah, is there anything else you'd like to add? Or?
I just want to say, dude, there's totally hope. Stay away from the naysayers. Stay away from, like, those toxic forums, Solve PFS, Propecia Help, those sites. I don't know what's going on with people on those websites, but, man, don't listen to them. There is totally hope. There are some great resources on the Internet where people, you know, they've recovered and they've been taking steps to recovery. It's not a hopeless battle, not even remotely. You just got to stick with it. Time and consistency with whatever regimen you're using equals, you know, like, results. And I think ultimately, you know, if you are on this unfortunate bandwagon, if you just stay the course, you're not only going to recover, but you're going to be, you know, a better person and, you know, in better shape than you ever thought possible. I can tell you, I crashed last August, and, like, you can ask anyone, I am so much better than I was, like, career-wise, you know, like, I've really, you know, made strides. I just bought a car, you know, and things have really picked up. Thanks. And, you know, again, still have all those friendships, man. You just, like, and it's like, you know, obviously it's really tough for people to understand what you're going through, and you feel the need to, you know, isolate yourself, especially when you get that depression. But the best thing you can do, go out, be with people, know that people love you, know that, you know, your life is more than just, like, what people think of your appearance and, you know, how you're feeling. If you have those people, don't shut them out. Be there, be there with them, and that's going to help so much. If there's one thing I want to tell everyone, you know, is, like, suffering through this, is that there's so much hope. You can most definitely recover. I have made such huge strides. Like, I'm way, way, way better than I was, and I can see, you know, the end in sight. I just got to keep going with it and, you know, keep being healthy. So, like, I'm laughing again. I'm having fun. I'm having sex. And, you know, I'm living life. And I'm not letting this get me down because, quite frankly, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it just being on the pity party because, again, that's the same mentality that led me to take this stuff in the first place. So I just refuse to live that way anymore. And if you can do that, if you can really step up, then I think, you know, you're definitely going to overcome this.
Good for you, Jason. Good for you. I hope everybody will take what you say and definitely run with it. You know, you're one of the more hopeful guys out there. But
no, I hope so, man. Because, like, I don't subscribe to the self-pity and all that, even at the worst of it. Like, you just have to know that you're going to get better. You can't think that, you know, it's not an option because, fuck it, I got a life to live. I got shit I want to do. There's all sorts of things I want to accomplish in my life, all sorts of, you know, like, adventures I want to have. I'm not going to let a fucking pill get me down. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's the same ship I'm on right now. So, should I give it time?
Damn straight.
But, Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview with me. And definitely, we'll definitely stay in touch.
Yeah, my pleasure, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yep, take care. Bye-bye. Now, if there's anybody else who would like to tell their story about their battle with post-finasteride syndrome, go ahead and email me at Nader, N-A-D-E-R, underscore J-W-D, @yahoo.com. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.